Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Provis Denpro Limited H1 FY 2026 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Bhoomika Maheshwari from Hem Securities. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Rutuja. A very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining Provis Denpro Limited H1 FY 2026 earnings call. Joining us on the call today from the management team are Mr. Atul Modi, Chairman and Managing Director, Mrs. Namrata Modi, Whole-time Director and CFO, Dr. Sai Kalyan, Director of Research and Academics, Mr. Vaibhav Munjal, Chief Marketing Officer, and Mr. Vinay Jamwal, Financial Advisor. We will commence the call with opening thoughts from the management, post which we will open the forum for Q&A, where management will be glad to respond to any queries that you all may have. Before we go on to the main call, I would like to read the standard disclaimer. There will be forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinion, and expectations of the company's management as on the date of this call. The company does not assume any obligation to update their forward-looking statements if those beliefs, opinions, expectations, or circumstances should change. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties and are difficult to predict. Consequently, listeners should not place any undue reliance on forward-looking statements. I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Atul Modi to come in and share his thoughts on the performance and strategic progress made by the company. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Bhoomika. Good afternoon, esteemed investors and stakeholders. I am pleased to share the performance update for the HY FY 2026. The first six months have been encouraging for us, both financially and operationally, and they reflect the steady progress we are making across all key business verticals. For HY 2026, our revenue growth has been supported by strong performance in both domestic and export markets. While the domestic business has maintained a stable and healthy run rate, I am pleased to highlight that our export revenue has grown by 24% year-on-year. This is a significant improvement considering the challenges many of these markets faced last year due to currency volatility and regional uncertainty. Several key countries are now showing clearer signs of stabilization, which has directly contributed to this positive export momentum. A major driver for confidence this year is the continued progress in digital dentistry. Building on our successful 3D printing portfolio, we are moving deeper into advanced digital solutions with the development of 3D printers and scanners. These efforts combine our internal R&D strength with collaboration with leading global technology partners. The early market feedback has been very encouraging, and we expect this vertical to become one of the important pillars of our business in the medium term. Our U.S. subsidiary, Accredent, has also begun contributing meaningfully. We have secured initial orders and entered into private label arrangements that are opening up promising long-term opportunities. Despite the tariff-related cost pressures in the U.S. market, we have managed to maintain steady growth through disciplined pricing, efficient sourcing, and a focused product mix strategy. The U.S. remains the world's largest dental market, and we are positioning ourselves carefully to build a sustained presence over the next few years. The oral care range continues to perform well as we scale our presence in the consumer dental segment. Insights received from the channel partners and early consumers have been helpful in fine-tuning our go-to-market approach. With consistent brand building and improved distribution, we see this category gradually evolving into a strong recurring revenue stream. An important milestone for us this year is the commercialization of our disinfectant business. This marks the beginning of a new vertical that aligns well with the rising demand for hygiene-driven products in the dental and medical setting. We see meaningful potential here, both domestically and in selected export markets, and this business will be scaled thoughtfully over the coming quarters. From an operational standpoint, our focus on improving internal efficiencies, streamlining presence processes, and maintaining tight cost control has allowed us to navigate inflationary pressures while protecting margins. Capacity utilization across key product lines has improved, and with the ongoing optimization of our manufacturing processes, we expect further productivity gains in the second half. Looking ahead to the rest of the financial year 26, we remain cautiously optimistic. The stabilization of the international market, the momentum in digital dentistry, the strengthening footprint in the U.S. through Accutane, and the launch of the disinfectant vertical provide us with multiple growth levers. We are also actively engaging with distributors in new geographies, and several of these discussions are at advanced stage. Our priorities for the next phase of growth are centered around deepening our digital dentistry capability, further expanding our U.S. presence through Accutane, scaling the order product consumer range, building the disinfectant segment into a meaningful vertical, strengthening our R&D pipeline for the next generation dental materials and digital solutions, and our continuing to enhance operational efficiencies and margins, discipline to support sustained, stable, and value creation. We remain committed to delivering high-quality, innovative dental solutions while building a stronger and more diversified business. With this, I would now like to invite Mrs. Namrata Modi, our whole-time director and CFO, to present the detailed financial performance for the first half of 2025-26. Over to Mrs. Modi.
Thank you, Mr. Modi. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us. I would like to take this opportunity to provide an overview of our performance for the H1 financial year 2025-26. It has been a steady period for us, and the results reflect the consistent efforts made across our operational, financial, and commercial functions. For the first half, revenue from operations stood at Rs. 34.41 crore, reflecting a 16.14% year-on-year increase. Total income rose to Rs. 36.77 crore, up 16.61%. We have maintained a disciplined focus on cost management, product mix optimization, and operational efficiency initiatives that continue to support our margin profile. EBITDA for the period was Rs. 14.35 crore, marking 17.36% growth, with an EBITDA margin of 39.04%, a level we have consciously aimed to sustain. Profit before tax stood at Rs. 13.36 crore, an 18.43% increase, while profit after tax came in at Rs. 9.95 crore, up 17.20%, reflecting a PAT margin of 27.06%. Turning to quarterly performance, quarter two recorded Rs. 18.64 crore in revenue, an 18.24% increase over quarter one, with total income at rupees 19.83 crores, up 17.14%. Profitability strengthened further during the quarter. EBITDA increased 21.51% to rupees 7.87 crores, and PBT and PAT grew 23.11% and 25.82% respectively. On a year-on-year basis, quarter two also remained robust, with revenue rising 14.57%, EBITDA 14.94%, and PAT 15.11%. As we enter financial year 2025-26, amid several external challenges, we remain grounded in strong financial discipline. We have a prudent policy as regards to working capital management, managing input cost efficiently, and ensured consistent execution across key functions. These efforts helped us sustain profitability margins while maintaining a healthy balance sheet. Our collections have been steady, inventory levels well, and our cash positions continue to be robust through the period. We continue to maintain a healthy balance sheet, reinforced by healthy cash flows. This solid financial foundation enables us to act decisively on strategic and make counter investment opportunities as they appear. Beyond preserving liquidity, we are proactively positioning the company to take advantage of future market openings. Overall, the first half has shaped up well for us. Demand remains steady. The cost environment is manageable, and we enter the second half with strong visibility. With the initiatives already underway, we are confident about sustaining this momentum in the coming quarters. Thank you for joining us today and for your trust in Prevest Genpro. With that, I would now like to hand over this session to Mr. Vaibhav Munjal, who will take you through the next part of the discussion. Over to you, Mr. Vaibhav.
Thank you, ma'am. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. For the second half of financial year 25-26, our overall sales grew by 16%. It reflects consistent demand and a stable market base that continues to support our broader strategic direction. The first half of the year tested the domestic market in many ways. Local disruptions from the near warlike situations in Jammu to unusually heavy rains and river flooding created operational hurdles. The GST revisions also led to temporary realignment with our distributor network. Even with all these challenges, our domestic operations remained steady through disciplined cost control, tighter working capital management, and focused execution. We were able to maintain business continuity and sustain our margins and growth without compromising on growth priorities. We posted a robust 12.88% growth in Q2 compared to the same quarter last year, along with an impressive 18.97% quarter-on-quarter growth. These results demonstrate our resilience, the strength of our sales and distribution efforts, and the solid equity of our brand in the market. Our export business has also held up well and continues to contribute meaningfully to the overall numbers. While India remains our core focus, maintaining the international presence ensures balance and keeps us aligned with the global trends. One of the highlights this period has been Rotoflex, our newest launch of endodontic files, which continues to show strong acceptance among dental practitioners. The repeat demand reassures us that the product is hitting the right clinical requirements. We have also made progress on the engagement side. This year, we launched a structured educational program for dental clinics and institutions, both in our clinical range and the digital dentistry space. It covers product knowledge, correct usage, and clinical benefits. The response has been encouraging, and we see this as an effective way to build long-term relationships with the dental community. Alongside this, we are strengthening our networking team across regions. The aim is to increase field presence, improve customer connect, and ensure better support for clinics. It's still a work in progress, but early signs are positive. I'm also glad to share Ouroddox is beginning to show encouraging traction. The brand is slowly gaining visibility and customer acceptance has improved over the last few months. We have also initiated more hiring of people, both as senior and frontline in Ouroddox to drive sales. While it will take time to scale meaningfully, the direction is positive and our team continues to refine the strategy based on ground feedback. We also leveraged and broadened our association with the Indian Dental Association through the second edition of Charaka Awards this year to extend our reach with the dental community. Participating in such platforms helps strengthen brand credibility and visibility, and we plan to continue exploring similar avenues. Our broader vision remains consistent to build Prevest into a comprehensive one-stop partner for dental and oral care solutions. Whether through product expansion, clinical education, training, or service support, all our initiatives are aligned in this direction. Before closing, I want to express my sincere appreciation to all our stakeholders. Thank you for your continued trust and support. It motivates us to keep improving and delivering more. Thank you.
Shall we begin with the question and answer session, sir?
Yeah, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Yash Naik from Kamakya Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I just wanted to understand regarding our newer digital and 3D printing solution, especially the 3D printed implant. So what kind of on-ground traction are you seeing in terms of install base and repeat users? And
can you please repeat your question a bit loud?
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah. So for the newer digital and 3D printing solution, so what kind of on-ground traction are you seeing in terms of install base and repeat usage?
See, we have already launched 3D resin, and recently we have started in-house assembly of the 3D printers, primarily for the dental applications. And we are focusing on the digital printing, providing digital printing solutions to the dentist so that they can do the chair-side printing in their clinic for immediate, printing and immediate treatment of the patient. So we are focusing and we have been very successful in our efforts in this direction.
Okay. And so what is our current capacity utilization?
See, we have a large capacity. This is a new product line. We have set up 1 year, last year only. We have built the capacity for producing 3,000 kilograms of the resins every month, but it is just the beginning, so we are not even utilizing 5% of our capacity. But we have enough capacity to cater to the domestic market as well as the international market. We are talking to many international companies for private labeling, for, as a supplier of the 3D resins, and our feedback from the international customers is very positive, and we have enough capacity for the next 5 years.
Okay. And sir, regarding the channel and distribution, so could you help understand the revenue split between the domestic dealer and export distributor, the agent, or direct online channels?
Yes, we are going with our dealers through selling the products to the dealers as well as online. We have e-commerce platform. We sell our products on e-commerce platform And also we attend many conferences where we showcase our products and we come in contact with the dentist during the conferences and we book the orders directly, you know. So we are, you know, we are partnered with IDA, Indian Dental Association, for all their digital dentistry programs throughout the country. And whenever there is a conference, we get very good response from the dentist and we do the online booking, you know, on-spot booking and direct delivery from the factory to the dentist.
So mainly our revenue comes from distributor, right? Is it safe to assume?
For the 3D resin?
Yeah, as for 3D resin also and in for overall branding.
See, overall, we are supplying our resin to the dealer as well as direct supply to the dentist because, you know, these are expensive materials and we have bundled our printers with the resin. So we give them an offer that with the printer we give them resin so that, you know, both printer and resins are compatible. So dentists prefer to buy directly from the company. So we are using all channels. You know, we are selling through the dealers, resins, we are selling printers to the dealers, we are selling resins to the dealers, we are also selling resins through our e-commerce platform and also direct supply to a dentist who wants to buy the printer. So we are using all channels.
Okay. And the last question is, where do you see the growth coming in next 2 to 3 years? So is it mainly from the digital solution of the dentistry or any other thing that you need to highlight? You want to highlight?
We expect that the major growth will come from the digital dentistry portfolio while we are trying to maintain our growth in the existing product line. We expect a good growth from the new product line which has been recently launched, our disinfectant range, which has been very well accepted in the market. So we expect that our new product lines like the oral care products, 3D resin, 3D printers, and our disinfectants will contribute significantly in our growth. And, you know, we have also launched rotary endodontic files, which has significantly given revenue in this half year. We expect that this product line will also give us a very good revenue in the next 1 or 2 years. So we are building the brand. These are all new product lines. We are gradually building the brand and the results are very encouraging. We expect high growth from these new product lines.
Okay, and sir, last is regarding, is it safe to assume we can able to maintain this current margin or we can see some expansion over there?
At present, we don't need any expansion. We are focusing on our existing product line and the already recently introduced product. This is enough for the company at the moment because it covers most of the dental requirements. Over and above this, our R&D is actively engaged in the development of the new product. When the products are developed, and then we will start the commercialization process. But at this time, new product line under development is still under development. So we cannot exactly tell about the launch or the, you know, introduction of these products. But we are very actively working on the new product development. Some new innovative products we have already taken up for development. And as and when the products are ready for commercialization, we will introduce the products in the market.
No, so I am asking regarding the margin. So currently we are at around 35.
Margin?
So
yes. We are very careful, conscious about the margin. We are maintaining our profit. And, you know, the profit margins are, you know, good. And we don't want to do anything where the margins are low. So we produce products which are only value-added products where the margins are good. So we are able to sustain and maintain our margin.
And can we see any expansion, as you mentioned, that we are doing operational efficiency, so?
Operational efficiencies, because we haven't seen any substantial increase in our operational expenses. We are maintaining our operational expenses in spite of the addition of the new product line. The expenses have not grown substantially, so these are all manageable expenses. The increase is manageable, and because the margins are good, so we are able to maintain profitability.
Thank you so much for the detailed answer, and wish you the luck for the next.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Dhaval Pandya from 47 Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm audible.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, congratulations on the good set of numbers. I had a few questions that I asked. So, as we know that you highlighted some of the new biomaterials that will be introduced in the Q1. So, can you tell me which of these materials completed the clinical evaluations, and what are the earliest quarter we can see the contributions in the revenue?
Yes. Biomaterials have been very successfully developed by our R&D and introduced in the market with very good success. And biomaterials are contributing to our revenue significantly. And new and more biomaterials are under development, which will be commercialized very soon. This will add up to our product portfolio. So we are focusing on the biomaterials, and very soon we are going to introduce biomaterials-based bone grafting materials and other products. So we are very much focused on the biomaterials, because we consider biomaterials as the future of the dentistry.
Okay. And another one is, what's driving the strong rebound in the export in Q2? And is the demand of those materials over the sustainable over the coming quarters?
Yes, we have seen about 24% growth in this financial year, first half of this financial year in the export. This is a very good growth, and we have seen that in the countries who were having currency issues, they are now through with the currency problems, and the demand for our market products has increased in these countries. So we are getting regular orders from these countries, and we expect that this growth momentum will continue. And we expect that our growth performance in the export should further increase in the next half year with the revival of the market because of the who are suffering because of the financial crisis, foreign exchange crisis. Now they have come out of that crisis, and we are very hopeful that we'll get more and good orders from these countries in the coming quarter as half year.
Okay, and one last question. Like, as you said, you're expecting many more new product lines. So can you tell me what proportion of them will be in higher margin category?
All products which are developed by us are high margin products, because these are innovative products, in-house developed, import substitutions. So these products are definitely high priced products, high margin products. So we focus only on the development of the products which have high margins and less competition. So that's our thought that we should only focus on the products which are high value products.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Pankit Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. I just wanted to know about our domestic cell. Earlier, we used to grow in double digit in our domestic market. So what has led to this slowdown in growth? I mean, we have grown around 5% in the first half.
So I will request our sales and marketing director to answer this question. Mr. Vaibhav, yeah. Please answer this question.
Yeah. Hi. Yes, you are right, sir. The first half saw a domestic growth of only 5%. The major challenges, as I highlighted in my speech, were multiple. This year, in the first quarter, we had lot of events which impacted the business, and especially in the first quarter. The first one being there was a near war-like situation in Jammu in the first quarter, which impacted our business operations for around 10 days or so. Second, once we got out of it, there was a major rains in Jammu again and river flooding in Jammu, which happened, which again impacted our operations for 10-15 days. The third alignment which was there was the GST disruption which happened. The GST of our products changed from 12% to 5% in the domestic market, which also impacted 15-20 day of business, because that entire realignment with the distribution, their pricing, their stocks, their this thing, everything was into this thing. But having said that, it is only in the first quarter. If you look at our quarter two growth, our quarter on quarter growth in quarter two has been 18.97%, right? Which shows a significant improvement in the second quarter. Then after those initial hiccups were removed, we came back to our original growth of upwards of 15%. And our last year quarter-on-quarter growth over last year is also in the tune of 12.88%. So we are well placed in terms of our domestic plans and growth. There is no hint. It was just a few external factors which impacted, which will not be seen going forward.
Okay. So, sir, do we expect our domestic growth in double digit in the second half of this year?
Yes, sir. Definitely, we will be expected to be in double digits. Right?
Okay. Great to know, sir. And, sir, I have one more question regarding our U.S. market. So, could you please let us know how is the traction over there? I believe we were talking with many clients, and we also have subsidiary form for U.S. market. So how is the traction, how is the growth, and how are new clients coming up over there?
See, in the U.S. market, we have a growth of 24% in this half year over the next year. It's around 47% growth in this half year over the last half year. So we see that there is a good growth in the US market. We are doing a lot of private labeling work. We are also selling own brand product in the US market under the brand name of Exudent. The growth is there. But recent tariff introduction, there is some impact, but we have realigned our pricing so that we continue to grow in the U.S. market.
Okay. So that was what I was coming into. So after these tariff disruption, I mean, whatever percentage we are getting, the revenue we are getting from U.S. market, will it continue and will it grow over there?
Yes, we will continue to grow because in the half year we have grown by 43%. So in the coming year also we see similar growth in the U.S. market.
Okay,
We have
okay.
adjusted our prices. Our buyers have also accepted the certain, you know, they are absorbing the tariff. So both sides, we have realigned our pricing so that, you know, our buyers are dependent on our product being a private label thing company. So they have also cooperated with us. So we consider this as a temporary phase. We'll come over this tariff issue soon. So we hoping that we expect, you know, that our growth will continue in the US market.
Oh, great, great to know, sir. Thanks a lot. That were my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand for the whole year what kind of growth can we expect on the revenue front?
See, so far, we have seen a growth of 18% cumulative growth in this year. We expect that in the next year, the growth will be better because of some operational issues which Mr. Vaibhav Munjal highlighted. Introduction of the new GST system has also disrupted the domestic sales. But we expect our domestic sale will further grow. We will continue our exports. So we expect that the growth in the next half year will be better than this first half.
So can we expect a 20% growth in the H2 with the GST issue going away as well as our export market picking up further?
Definitely we expect to cross to 20% in the next half year.
Got it. And sir, if I look at business on a 3-year timeline, sir, where do we see our business growing in terms of top line, bottom line, as well as in terms of competitive advantage that we would like to create maybe over the next 2 to 3 years?
Mr. Jawal will answer this question.
As far as our top line is concerned, we are increasing top line by a rate of say around 15% year-to-year basis. And given the timeline has already been discussed in the last so many earning calls, we expect that we can cross 100 CR within a say for the next three plus years. Going by the growth rate, we are moving the path. So we expect the same growth rate, not less than this, in the coming 3-4 years. And we are very much sure that we will cross the growth rate and it will fetch us to more than 100 crore in the coming year. With the same margins will, since we have made all the investments to grow in terms of this sales, we are not expecting further investments in as well as expenses as concerned. So the expenditures will be within the threshold limits, within the budget figure. So the profitability bottom line will increase more than the increase in the your top line.
Got it. So thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Yash Naik from Kamakya Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
So, sir, in the previously the participant asked that you are able to achieve the 100 CR. So, I am unable to hear in what time frame are you able to achieve that?
The time frame is 3 years. Within 3 years, we expect to cross 100 CR.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question now. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Bhumika Maheshwari for closing comments.
Thank you, Rutuja. I thank the management team for giving their time and answering to all the questions in a detailed manner, and to all the participants for taking out time to join this call. Thank you so much. Over to you, Rutuja.
Thank you. On behalf of Privis Dentro Limited and Hem Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.